everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
They are best known for their support of successful billionaire and soon-to-be president Donald J. Trump, who would stun the naysayers, thrill his supporters, and ultimately give great hope to a nation starving for leadership with the boldness to carry it out. And just as bold as this president's win is the winsome boldness of two black sisters from North Carolina whose wit, humor, and no-nonsense approach has taken the internet by storm, with over 1.6 million Facebook and 500,000 Twitter followers to date, as well as their own YouTube channel, The Viewer's View, a voice, as they say, and I quote, for the American people who are fed up with politicians who have lost touch with the best interests of the silent majority, end quote. Their lack of political correctness make them a favorite for commentary on Fox News, Hannity, and other major media outlets. And if this were not enough, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch these biological sisters up close and personal as they travel for their current chit-chat tour coming to a city near you. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome to Testimony a great joy indeed, Diamond and Silk. Diamond and Silk, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much for having us.
Well, it is great to have you. As you may already know, Testimony is a faith-based radio broadcast where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. In addition to its foundational scripture, Revelation 12:11, which states, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you two sisters seem to be doing just that. So my first question has to be, where does your ideology of life spring from? And what role has faith played in that shaping? Or has it, Diamond and Silk, please tell us your story.
Well, it's so simple. Listen, we was just raised in a Christian home. We have up under a Christian background. Mm-hmm. And our ideology all stems from that. And it has helped us. It has helped our faith along the way, along this here road that we have pondered upon. We just didn't know things was going to be like this here, but I feel, and we feel, that God always equip you and prepare you for things.
That's right.
And I think that we were just prepared with all of the life lessons that we've been through in our life. It prepared us for today, even though we didn't even realize that this was how things was going to turn out.
Amen and amen. Well, that is the good news. And I'm not surprised to hear that based on your answers to many of the questions and many of the events out there today, which we are going to get more into depth in our conversation. In recent news, Facebook deemed you a, quote, threat and began censoring your postings. Can you explain?
Well, we've been back and forth with Facebook for about 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 43 minutes, and 40 seconds about them censoring our page. We believe that it's because we support the President of the United States. We love our country. We're very patriotic. And we've been noticing some things. So we've been back and forth with them. On April the 5th, they sent an email, and they told us that our content and our brand is considered unsafe to the community. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about brand, you're talking about two women. You're not talking about a plate or a cup. You're talking about two women of color, two women that are conservative Republicans that support the president. So we didn't understand what they meant by that. And so they told us it was not appealable. And because it wasn't appealable, we put it out there on social media to see what people thought. And we wanted them to answer some questions. What makes us unsafe? Two black women that support our president, why is that unsafe? And so from that moment, it just, you know, started gaining steam. And then that's when the media started emailing, wanted to talk about it. we're not unsafe to the community. We love this country, mm-hmm. but you have Facebook, they take and they are trying to, we feel, silence conservative voices. By when people like and follow our page, we don't show up in their news feed. They're not getting their notification whenever we drop content. And when, what is that about? We don't understand that. Now we have 1.6 million followers. So with 1.6 million followers, why aren't you letting our content reach our fans that come over there and like and follow our page? But if you go to one of the liberal pages, they may have only 300,000 fans and followers, but then their videos and stuff garner up in the millions of views. Mm-hmm. So we see the biasness that's going on here, and we don't like it, so we're going to have to bring it to light and talk about it.
Amen, amen. Okay, a series of questions. In one word, if possible, give our listeners your views on the following. First item, former FBI Director James Comey.
A fraud.
Liar.
The alleged Trump and Russian collusion.
Fake, fake, fake.
Immigration. Build that wall. Do you agree?
I do agree.
Why?
Because we cannot have people coming into our country that we don't know. Don't you secure your house? The White House is secure. America House do need to be secure.
That's
and when
right.
you come into our country, you need to be legal.
And we are a land of laws. And it's time for people to abide by them, especially if American citizens have to abide by them. Illegal aliens should also abide by them and do it the right way.
Bridging racial and political divides, best way?
The best way to do that is, first of all, we're going to have to stop as African Americans letting these leaders exploit us and exploit the pain that our ancestors felt.
And look past your skin color and recognize yourself as an American citizen first, mm-hmm. not a skin color.
We're one race, and that's the human race, and we're all part of the majority. So come on, let's get here. Let's make America great for every one of us.
Amen and amen. Gun ownership and support of the NRA, important?
It's very,
very
important. I don't think anybody should use their First Amendment right to try to take away anyone's Second Amendment right. The one thing about the NRA is when the Democratic Party created the KKK movement to manipulate, intimidate in order to dominate black people, the NRA was there to show black people how to use guns. So I'm not for anyone getting rid of anyone's Second Amendment right. That's our Second Amendment right, and we need to keep that in the forefront.
Our nation's Constitution, adhering to it, critical or not?
People need to adhere to the Constitution.
That's
we
right.
don't need to rewrite the Constitution. People need to reread the Constitution and abide by that.
Sanctuary cities, yes or no, and why?
Sanctuary cities, no. Sanctuaries are for birds. Catch and release are for fish.
Comments in general, ladies, on Trump, his family, and the administration.
I think our president is doing, first of all, a phenomenal job with this country. I don't like it when people attack his family, but I think his family are so the strength, the courageousness and the strength that they have to withstand all of the foolishness that the media push on them and some of the people, the elitists in Hollywood, and even some of the people of the party. I am so happy that they can withstand all of that and stand strong. You know, I love our president. I love him because he's doing this. He didn't have to leave his good life.
That's right.
But he went to that White House to do this here for we the people
mm-hmm.
and not even get paid for it. So what does that tell you? You know, the last administration, they wanted a paycheck. They wanted their kickback paddywhack. But this president said, you know what, I don't want your stuff. I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to work for the American people. And guess what? I don't even want to be paid for it. So that should tell you a lot about his character.
Well, president that signs the front of the checks, not the back.
And one that's truly going to make this place great again.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Media Sensations, Diamond and Silk, and staunch supporters of President Donald J. Trump. Diamond and Silk, how did you get involved in the Trump campaign early on? You've literally been from your home in North Carolina to the steps of the White House and beyond. Talk about that.
Well, first of all, back in 2014, we started a YouTube channel back in December 2014, just talking about babble, jabble stuff. And then 2015 come, Donald Trump was announcing he's running for president. I called my sister, I said, girl, cut on your TV. Donald Trump is announcing he's running for president.
And I cut on my TV.
And then she called me back halfway through. She said, girl, she said, this was going to be the next president of the United States. And we didn't think nothing more of it. But we noticed how the media started talking about him, started throwing him under the bus and him out of his name. We didn't like it, so we spoke out about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we only had about 10 people on that YouTube channel. We just didn't know all of these people were going to hear it.
That's
just how it started. And then it just went from there. It just snowballed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of this here we looked for. We wasn't expecting any of this, but it all just snowballed.
Nothing was planned. And we always say, if you ever want to make God laugh, tell him your plan. We didn't plan for all of this.
Well, what did you two do before this YouTube channel in 2014? Obviously, you're well-versed on the politics in our nation. How did that come about?
Well, we had to do our own research now.
That's
we,
right.
A lot of stuff, we went from trial and error doing our own research about things.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you this here now. I don't want to put all my business out there, but I will tell you, back in the day, we used to work in manufacturing. So when the then Donald Trump, now president, talks about these jobs going overseas, it hit home here in North Carolina because people was able to make a good living off of manufacturing jobs. They were able to feed their family, send a child to college. So when those manufacturers started leaving from here, then people felt that. When he was saying certain things, it resonated.
That's right.
He resonated with average Americans, and that's why we voted for him.
Wow, and typically the black community has voted Democrat. How did you become Republican?
Well, first of all, I said I was telling everybody, we can, and I knew we could no longer vote for a system that kept handing us crumbs.
Mm-hmm.
We could no longer vote for a system that gives us enough to keep us quiet but not enough to make a difference. And I knew it had to be a change. We knew that we did not want to vote for another career politician. We wanted to vote for a businessman. We wasn't looking for nobody to be politically correct. We wanted somebody to be correct about securing our borders, making sure that people are thriving again, making sure people have more money in their pockets. That's what we were looking for, and we got that.
And we also found out that just because you're black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to internet sensations, vloggers, commentators, and entertainers Diamond and Silk, whose honest and humorous take on our nation and in support of our president, Donald J. Trump, is one not to be missed. You can learn more about Diamond and Silk's work, mission, and latest Chit Chat Tour events by visiting diamondandsilk.com. And get your tickets for a dose of charm, fun, and certainly a little politics, no matter what side of the aisle you may be on. Diamond and Silk, it has been an absolute joy having you share just a little of your life and what has framed your ideology along the way. Certainly, two gifted sisters whose humor and no-nonsense approach have taken you from the steps of your North Carolina home, literally, to the steps of the White House and beyond. We know you are praying for our president, Donald J. Trump, as all Americans should be, and we thank you for your faithful support of him in truly wanting to make America great again. God bless you.
God bless you. Well, thank you so much.
God bless you. The United States of America.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JENSINEBARD.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.